This is another new one off the Dead Man Walking album. It's about a person who spends his whole life doing what everybody told him to, and then it's too late for him to turn around and realize he was just somebody else's slave, basically. It's called Nice Guys.
Back to yet another episode of The Chokehold. I'm your host, Big Dave Blood, and today I have a very, very special guest. His name is Big Mike. Say what up, Mike.
What's up, everybody?
Mike is the singer. I was going to say the original singer, but I guess it's the only singer.
Yeah, I've been the only singer from Born, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Back in the 90s, we had a hardcore band together called Born. We did pretty good. You know, made a run and played with a lot of good bands and came out with a couple albums, a video, and all that schnaz. And Mike was the vocalist, screamer.
Yeah, but I took a little bit of a break for a while, but now I'm back, and you'll be hearing me on Chokehold weekly.
Yeah, Mike's going to be the sidekick. He's usually the big J Dip, you know that. Everybody on the show is big, yes. And I don't know why I say Big Dave, Big Mike, Big J Dip, but we're all big. And so I want to tell you about this experience I had, Michael.
What was that experience, David?
I went to the Sick of It All show a couple weeks back at Webster Hall.
Good band. Great band, actually.
It was a good lineup. I got there late. I missed, not late, but I missed Razorblade Hand Grenade, a band from Long Island, I believe.
Really?
I walked in halfway through Marauder set. Remember Marauder?
Yeah, of course I remember Marauder. Didn't we play with Marauder?
Yeah, we played with Marauder at the place in Brooklyn, Lemoore's.
Okay.
That was with Bloodbeat, though, when you were playing with Bloodbeat.
Oh, I was playing bass for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
But Marauder was good. I mean, I believe, don't hold me to it, that the singer's the only original band member left. But I came in about halfway through their set, and they were really good. Really good. And the next band up was Snapcase, which I really enjoyed the old stuff, but I'm not a fan of the new Snapcase. I don't know it enough to say I like it or dislike it. I'm just not a fan of it right now.
Is it still that same type of style?
No, it changed.
Really?
Yeah, it's more radio friendly. It's not that first album that, you know.
Yeah, with those good parts and those breaks and everything.
But they played that, though. Kids were climbing the walls trying to get to the mics, and everything was great. They had a really good reaction from the crowd. The crowd seemed to know a lot of the newest stuff, which, you know, whatever.
I'm sure people kept following them. I mean, they were a great band when they started out, and as long as you aged with them, I don't see any problem with that.
Yeah, exactly right, Michael. And then, you know, of course, Sick of It All came on. They came on with, like, this big screen behind them, and they started showing, you know, like a slideshow of photos and playing some music in the background, and it showed the city skyline back in the 70s, I guess, and then pictures of them when they were young, like five, with their first bass on Christmas Day or whatever, you know, whatever.
That's great, though.
And then playing, like, smaller shows into bigger and bigger and bigger shows, and big, huge festivals in Europe and stuff. Then I started putting words up on the screen. It said, we want to thank you for the last 25 years, because it was their 25th year anniversary. And then those words went away, and then it slowly came up saying, we're not sure what the future holds. And those words faded out and then came up. But for now, I faded out and then came up. It's clobbering time. The lights busted on. They came out jumping around. The crowd went nuts. And I was scared. Like I was in Afghanistan. Scared.
And it was kind of like a war. Yeah. War scene type of deal.
Actually, that show was quite interesting because I was standing next to this dude. That he was in the pit, and every time somebody came by him, he felt the need to try and elbow the guy in the back of the head. And one of the guys got aggravated, turned around, and then the guy who got aggravated, his boy grabbed the other guy, and then like the other guy had like 10 friends, and they started beating down the other two kids. And I was in the midst of the melee, you know, so I kind of just like covered up my fist and backed myself, backpedaled into the crowd, pushing my way into the crowd. I don't want to be part of that, you know.
Well, there's no place for violence at shows. That's what you got to realize, is that we're there to have a good time, listen to music, and make friends, not make enemies.
Yeah, I don't understand people like that, but...
Nah, if you're going to go out and dance, you go out and dance. But since we're sharing show experiences, I've actually been to my first show in, I got to say, at least 7 years, close to it, and it was actually a Bloody show. You're a band, David.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was at the Brooklyn Expo, Party Expo, 929 Broadway in Brooklyn, Bushwick, and that was Saturday night, and the lineup was Retroviral and Zombie Culture, and it was Yo Scott and Caught in a Trap and Bloodbeat, but it ended up Yo Scott and Caught in a Trap couldn't play because Paulie had some kind of eye infection going on.
And he was peeing blood, or he was dying.
Something, yeah. And he's involved in both of those bands, so they both canceled. So it was just a 3-band show. But we did the best of what we can do with it. The place is cool. It's big. It's got a nice back room to hang out in. It does not have a liquor license, so it's a dry venue.
It's a friendly little pussy, though.
Yes. Yes, it does.
With the huge balls.
Friendly pussy with huge balls.
Never thought you'd hear those two words in the same sentence,
no,
did you?
That's nice.
I figured I'd bring some interesting things to the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my only complaint is that, you know, the place is big. They could build a stage there. You know, I think they could fit a stage in the place.
Yeah, playing on
not
the floor.
Not huge, but...
Playing on the floor was ridiculous.
We play on the floor all the time, but when it's a small place, it's fine. The sound is fine. When it's a big place like that, you want to get the sound up off the floor. And they do what a couple of other clubs I played do, which I don't enjoy, but teach your own. It's not my place. I'm not telling you what to do. They put the PA speakers in front of the band. And what that does, being a musician, I can tell you, that you lose the sound in there. It doesn't sound too bad being outside, you know, in the front or in the back, but being behind the speakers as a musician, it's hard to hear. And you can't hear the vocals, and a lot of times the drummer is going from the vocals, or the bass player is going for the vocals, or, you know, whatever.
Any one of them could be going from the vocals.
Yeah, it was just difficult to play. But a great place. Look forward to playing there again, maybe booking some shows there, so look out for that. Oh, and if we were a good radio host, we would have told you immediately that first song you heard about a half hour ago, that was a song called Nice Guys by the band Yuppieside. Obviously a live recording, great band. And what we're going to do is do a little show announcement now and get back to some great bands, because that's what we do here at the Chokehold. Produced by Adrenaline Head Productions with Big Dave and Big Mike. This is a show. This was at the, how do you say that? Akron?
Akron.
Yeah, it's at the Akron. I never even heard of this place. All right. It's 57 Waterbury Street. It's in Brooklyn, New York. And it's on May 21st, Saturday, May 21st at 8 o'clock. It's in all ages. There is no bring your own beer. Some places let you do that. It's a $7 at the door show. And there is Zombie Culture, Retroviral, Yoskun.
Good man.
From PA, you got Second Best and Desensitized. Not sure about the order, but show up. It's going to be a good show. I'm reading this off Facebook. There's already 36 people attending, so.
Why would you want to call yourself Second Best?
I
want to be the best.
I guess so.
Hey,
remember that band, Second to None?
Yeah, but that makes sense, Second to None.
Yeah. But, alright, enough of that babbling. We're going to play some music for you, and we'll be right back. Don't tell them what I just do.
Yeah.
Okay, and we are back after that three-song break. That first song you heard, that was the band Born that we were talking about before, which Michael sings and I play bass. And that was a song, actually two songs. It was False Path into Raging, but it's one track. So when you click on it, it plays both songs. False Path is like 40 seconds long anyway. Man.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know exactly. Probably 46 seconds or something.
Something like that. And then we busted right into the Cro-Mags. I mean, everybody should know that. That was World Peace. And then after that, you had the song Tearing from Rollins. Last time I seen Rollins, man, I keep forgetting the name of the goddamn... I think it was Nokia Theater. Yes, Nokia Theater, last time I seen Rollins. And I was bringing DJ, who's a friend of ours, who don't know him, to his first Rollins show. This was like a couple years ago.
That's crazy.
Dude, you never seen Rollins? This kid, the reason I'm shocked, too, this kid... His thing is to go to sports attractions and concerts. That's pretty much.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Yeah. So we go to concerts. He's been to more concerts in a month than I do a year. You know? So I couldn't believe he didn't see Rollins.
I can't believe that either.
He loved it. Of course, a whole new lineup of musicians, but he's always got monsters on fucking.
Yeah, well, always.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still think the best bassist he ever had was Andrew.
Yeah, me being a bass player, I agree with that. Andrew's amazing, amazing bass. I mean, it might have been better, you know, technically, theory and all that stuff. You know, they knew that better and all that. But the way Andrew put his licks to the songs was sick.
Well, Andrew also played for him in Wartime.
Yeah.
Not many people know Wartime, but that was a band that Rollins had for years.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody ever really paid attention to him. But that's where him and Andrew hooked up, and that was an amazing duo right there. Until Rollins got sick of him sitting around smoking pot all day, and he kicked him out.
And I think after that he had what? Henrietta Collins? We're talking about Rollins.
No, Henrietta Collins and the White Beating Child Haters actually came out before Wartime.
Okay.
That was like right after his Black Flag days.
Right.
Then he did that, then he did Wartime, and then he started Rollins.
Rollins Band, now and...
Now he's
no, it was Henry Rollins, and now it's Rollins Band.
Now it's Rollins Band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was two different bands. The Rollins Band is what everybody knows that he got famous. You know, well, not famous, but you know what I mean.
But I also think the reason that he went for more technical and more produced in theory musicians is because he went more blues.
Right.
He's always had that blues influence.
He always had a blues influence, for sure. His musicians always had a blues influence, for sure.
I mean, he's the one who made me want to become a vocalist. All
right.
You know? I mean, I think his writing and just his presence up front on stage just kicks you in the teeth.
Well, there you go, everybody. Here's Mike's inspiration for vocalizing. This is what we're doing. Us being Adrenaline Head Productions. We were laying dormant for a while. We were hibernating with the Bears. And now we've decided to kick things up a notch. Because, you know, it was the holiday season, November, December, January. I wanted to spend the holidays with my friends and family. And it's very cold, and all the snow we had, and all the no parking with the snow we had, and I just don't want to go through the hassle of booking shows and having to cancel it, or no one's showing up, blah, blah, blah. So we just took a little break, and so did Bloodbeat, you know. So we're back now. Now that things are warmed up, and we are booking a tour. It's called the Taking No Shit Tour, and that's exactly what Adrenaline Head is doing this time around. We try and help everybody and anybody. But if there's something that you don't agree on and you can't come to us and speak to us like a human being, then you can take a walk. That's pretty much the message. We're always listening. We're always trying to work with everybody. And some people think that they got things coming to them. You know, you're no better than anybody else.
Everybody always thinks they have something.
Yeah. But the first stop in this tour is going to be, it's not really a tour. It's like, it's going to be 12 shows. 60 bands over like 5 month span, and it's gonna go throughout the five boroughs. So it's not like there's five bands going on tour, you know, it's like Adrenaline Head tour, stopping in all the different areas.
Right, so pretty much the production of it's gonna be coming from you.
Right. So the first stop on this tour we have at Gussie's. It's gonna be May 14th, which is a Saturday, and the doors are gonna open up at 7. And like I said, it's at Gussie's, 20-14, 29th Street in Astoria, New York. And the band's going to start around 8:30. And we have Through the Static opening up the show, which is an old girl band from Long Island. Abject, will be second, which is Jamie Hamill from DWI. He used to be in Jobbed Out, and it's his side project, Abject. And then you get No Vice, that's Melody from Long Island. Melody's always putting on shows at St. Clair's, and St. Clair's? No, that's wrong, Michael.
Yeah, you're saying the wrong thing, Dave.
Yeah, you got it on your paper.
Chris, I'm gonna tell you right now what's going to happen at St. Clair's Pub on Saturday, April 30th at 7 p.m. is the Long Island Punk Debacle. It's going to be April 30th at 7 p.m. at St. Clair's Pub. You're going to have the Gist Cannons. Gist Cannon, David. Short Fuse, Roosevelt's, Boogie Brains, Trouble Bound, At a Step, and it's going to be $5.
Nice.
So,
get your ass over there. Yeah. And that was like two show announcements in one. I don't even know if I was done announcing the bands. No. So you got Through to Static, you got Abject, and after that is No Vice, which is Melody Bands. That's what I was saying. She books St. Clair's, which she does. And that's what went on to St. Clair's, because that's me and Michael right now. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we just ramble sometimes.
Yeah. After that, we got the mighty old, 20-year-old Bloodbeat going on. And then following us will be a very, very special guest. And no one's going to know until they come on. It might be Motley Crue.
Might be me in my underwear.
Might be Mike in his underwear. So it could be anywhere in between those two things. So come and check out what it's going to be.
You know, at this point in time, I wonder what would draw more.
Maybe you and your underwear.
Maybe. Maybe. People haven't seen me in a while. They might be excited.
Yeah. This is going to be $3 at the door. You know how adrenaline head rolls. $2-3 shows. That's what we do.
You collect pennies till then again.
Yeah, actually, Raul, who we call either Casper or Ghost, because he's the whitest Raul you've ever seen. he was the guy who you say, oh, he looks familiar. He was at the back of the van at the end of the night.
Yeah, okay.
Where was I going with the Raul story? Oh, he came to the show, the last Adrenaline Head show, and it was $2, and he came with rolls of pennies.
That's great,
yeah,
man.
He won the punk rock award of the night. I still have the rolls of pennies. I'm not going to cash them, because I wrote on them, because that's, you know, it's important to me.
Yeah, you know, people should be able to go see punk shows as much and as often as
they
want.
This is the thing with Gussie's. Used to be all ages, even at night with drinking and everything. And something happened down there a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't an Adrenaline Head show, but some kids did something stupid. So now it's 18 and over. So I know the majority of the crowd is 18 and over. And if you're going out on a, you know, Saturday night, you're probably 18 and over anyway. But, you know, that's the deal over there now. So it shouldn't be too bad. We didn't get a chance to take down the wall at Gussie's yet, so there's no stage. But still doing the same thing we always do over there. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah, I know what you mean, babe.
Michael is back, man. He's living in College Point now. He's living back with us, family and friends. It's good.
Yeah, it's kind of weird being back, but I'm glad to be back. And I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon.
Good. You like to hear that.
Good, David. Good.
So, what else we got going on? I got offered to go to PA with Yoska and Courtney Trapp. I'm actually waiting on Jay to get back to me. See if he can do it. The other two band members, Mike and Tom, they can both do it. Tack and Tom. So waiting on Jay. But we understand he's got two kids and they're sick and he's running around. He's actually working nights.
Yeah, the kid's always working or doing band or with his kids.
That's it.
And that's the way life turns out.
Bloodbeat was supposed to be a little more interesting the other night, but because we were having a hard time with the sound, yeah, we were supposed to do like 3 or 4 new songs. We only did one because we didn't want to butcher it. I mean, things weren't even sounding right when we were doing our other songs. So we said, you know what? Let's save it. So you come down to this May 14th show at Gussie's, and you'll hear a lot of new Bloodbeat stuff. So make sure you come down there. We're going to get back to some music now. We'll smell you later. Bye. That's how we're going to come back from that segment with that. Some gash. I got a gash.
We don't need to get into that.
No. All right, so those songs were very interesting. A little variety there. The first song you heard there, that was a song called Sunday Matinee. And that was from a band called For the Record, which is a friend of mine's band, Nicky Podbaugh, and my boy Danny. And me and Jay filled in for them. Jay played bass, I'm singing, vocalizing on that. And then you had The Misfits, which that's the song Michael requested. That's his what he's feeling tonight. That was a song called 20 Eyes from The Misfits.
Great song.
Great song. And then we put in a little bit of the new school, The Haunted. Not too new school, but a song called No Compromise, which I was just banging my face off the desk listening to it. It's great.
It's very metal, but it's good.
Yeah,
very heavy.
Good. Throw a little metal into the show once in a while.
It's good. It's good.
I think I played Megadeth last time.
That's good times.
Yeah.
Megadeth is good times. Hey, we had long hair once.
Sure.
Yeah, now you're just getting older.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. But got a show announcement for you. On Saturday, April 23rd at 8 o'clock at Sinclair's, we got Wombat in Combat.
Mm.
Scum City. The Jizz Cannons. Actually, it's not the Jizz, it's just Jizz Cannons.
Oh.
Retroviral. And two more to be announced. Now, this is the thing that annoys me, but it's 18 and up. But now the 18-year-old's got to pay $10, and 21-year-old's got to pay $8. This doesn't seem fair to me. Everybody's going to see a show. Why can't everybody just go to have a good time? And it's some of these club owners are really—they sicken me, David. They sicken me. That's my opinion.
Right.
You know, nobody has to agree with that. I'm sure a lot of people do, but if you don't, fuck you.
Right.
You know. That's one show we got coming up.
Another one, Michael. Tell the people what we have.
Tell the people what we have. That's
right.
Because
scratch the upper region of my penile area. And Mike can testify that.
Yeah, he is. He is. He is the pelvic region.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And on that note, the next show we got to tell you about is Tuesday, April 19th. Now, this one's an early one. It's at the Vibe Lounge, and it starts at 5:30, and it ends at 10:30. That's what they're saying. I've never seen a show end on time. But hey, more power to them if they can get it done.
Yeah.
Now, the people playing here are Punchline, I Call Fives, Bright and Early, A Moment's Worth, The Still Life, Gone By Friday, Peter Richardson Band.
Really?
That's kind of interesting to me. I didn't know if that was right, but hey, it's not a typo, hey, go for it. And the Vibe Lounge is located at 60 North Park Avenue, Rockville Center. You can go for info and tickets. You can go to clubloaded.com, and that's a show announcement I got.
All right. What we're doing, we being Blood Beat, trying something new. We're gonna put this DVD out. It's gonna take a while, so don't hold your breath. But I know I said there was gonna be a DVD before with the VFW, and it didn't come out. And yeah, yada yada. You don't believe me, but Blood Beat's coming out with a DVD. And we're going to have a brand new, spanking brand new video to a brand new song on there. And we'll have some of the old stuff. We'll have the old Blood in the Streets video, which Michael is in that video himself.
Yes, I am. I was playing bass for you guys at the time.
Yes, sir. And we'll put the Born video on there too, which Michael is in that too. And we'll put the Frustrated video. No, I'm lying to you. The Desperate Need video in there that
is
my friend Tim
Need
made.
Video?
Yeah. My friend Tim made it, and there's just clippings of like Hilltop Tavern, but it's cool.
Kind of like the way the Born video was, but
yeah,
it's show clips.
But it's just one show. But it's just, you know, band crowd.
Right.
But I think I showed it to you on that YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But we're going to have those videos. We're going to have a partial of the set that we played at the VFW, a few of those songs, because that was videotaped, you know, very well, and the audio came out good, so we'll throw out that on a DVD. But the biggest part of that, I'm excited about this DVD, is we're going to do some short movies, some skits, some funny stuff. You know, I won't tell you what they're about, but I can tell you, you know, one's called Get a Job, another one's might be Poolside with Blood Beat, or Camping with Blood Beat, or...
Bottom line is you're going to laugh until you fall off.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fun, ridiculous, actually. Another skit would be the stripper scene, the Blood Beat stripper. So it's kind of comical.
You know, David, I've always said that you've had issues, and I've come to a conclusion.
I have the whole year subscription.
Yes, you do. Not even, you have the lifetime subscription, my friend.
Okay.
All right, because you got mine that works like no one else I've ever met.
Yeah, I'm a maniac with all that. But we're also going to take the audio from the VFW. We'll be making copies of that. It's a live show. It's got all the stuff that we've been playing, all the new. And we're just going to hand these out. So come down to the May 14th, taking a shit tour at Gussie's, 20-14, 29th Street, on the corner of 20th Avenue and 29th Street in Astoria, called Gussie's, May 14th, Saturday, Gussie's.
You know, I thought you said taking a shit tour.
Okay, taking a shit tour or taking a shit tour. If you got a shit, you can feel free to come down to Gussie's again.
It's like when you drive down the highway and you see the sign that says bump, it says don't be stopping your shit.
Yes, famous words from Tom Redding. Too funny. The man is extreme with his stool, and it's funny. But that's what's going on. So come down and you'll get a free CD, a live CD from the VFW, Kick-Ass Stuff. And you'll be able to sing along like happy little peasants. But you're not peasants. You're friends of mine. You're family of mine. And
you're his bastard children.
You are my bastard children. Yes, you are.
For many a whore.
All right. So we're about 45 minutes into the show, Michael. This is pretty exciting.
That's kind of rude, I just said. I just kind of called everybody's mother a whore.
Yeah. You know,
I didn't mean it that way.
Things happen.
Things happen.
Things happen.
And I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry I said it.
You shouldn't be sorry. This is the country of the free. Freedom of speech.
Home and brave.
And the brave. And afraid. Speech. So this is what we're gonna do for you fellas and lads and what are you supposed to say the word? Lads and ladies. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the chokehold. Oh, we did that already.
Yeah, we did that already.
Okay.
We did that at the beginning. That's where you generally say that.
Okay.
They're kind of in the middle, just to let them know where they are if they kind of doze off, because we know a lot of potheads.
Okay.
So a lot of people probably forget what they're doing while they're on the computer. I wouldn't doubt it.
True.
So, you know, middle reminder, and then one at the end, just to let them know, next week, you bitches.
That's right. So make sure you log on to Podomatic, and log on to AdrenalineHead72 at Podomatic.com. Check out the show every Thursday night, 9 o'clock, and it's going to be kick-ass, and we'll be back next week. We're going to play a few more songs, come back, yap a little more, but pretty much, we're wrapping it up. And here we go. Okay, and we are back. We are back once again at the Chokehold, Michael and I. That first song you heard was Thanklist by band Seizure Crypt. It's good friends of ours. Tom's actually one of the vocalists. Tom is the bass player of Bloodbeat. Just keeping everybody informed on who's who and who's doing what. Second song was Intervention by the mighty World War Nine, which I miss those guys. I haven't seen them play in a while, and I think I'm going to go see them next chance I get. You should check them out yourself, Michael.
Do they play a lot?
Yeah, they play a decent amount. I think the singer lives very far away, like PA or maybe upstate or something. You know, I'm not sure where he lives, but he lives in Jersey or something.
Yeah, definitely. Far enough away to make it hard for him to play.
So we'll get to one last show announcement here and pretty much wrap it up. We'll leave you guys off with two songs. We won't tell you who they are. You try to figure it out for yourself. We'll be back next Thursday, 9 o'clock, at www.adrenalinehead.com, adrenalinehead.72.podomatic.com, sorry. Pretty much go to Podomatic, which everybody's familiar with, and just search for Adrenaline Head. It'll come right up. And I'll be pasting it on everybody's Facebook page and MySpace and Twitter and all that crap anyway, so... You shall get it without searching for it.
Pretty much send it to them any way you can, right?
Put out a text, anything. But I have a show announcement here. This is an amazing punk rock night. And I didn't make that up. It says it on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Saturday, April 23rd at 8 o'clock to 11:30 p.m. It's weird that they put the end time, but 8 o'clock on a Saturday, April 23rd at the Trash Bar, which is one of my favorite places to play. But I can say that I never played it. I've just been there. So I'm lying to you. But I think it's one of the best venues out there right now. It's great. I love it. Can't wait to play it. And this is a Candy Apple Red show. Liz from the Candy Apple Red, she hooked us up. It's a Trash Bar at 256 Grand Street in Brooklyn, New York. And it's an open bar from 8 to 9. So make sure you get there early. And then what better band to start at 8 o'clock but the Thirsties. And at 8:45, you got Stuck Lucky. 9:30, Two Fisted Law. 10:15, By the Throat. 11 o'clock, Amber Jets. And closing up the show at midnight is Cult War. So there's already 50 people attending the show on Facebook. So it should be a good job. It should be a good show because Liz does a good job at what she does.
You had a little tongue twist today.
Yeah, putting it all together for you, Michael. All
right.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to say goodbye, pretty much.
All right, David. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. This is Michael's first appearance on a show called, and I think you plan on coming back, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
He lives close by now, so we'll be bringing it to you, kicking it. And right now, we're going to leave you and kick you to the side, to this gutter. We're going to leave you off with two songs. You have yourself a good night, good week. We shall see you there. Peace.
dismantle. For my world, my undertones. Prepare to attack, blessing lost. Making a lost man of the fight. To question why. Let's get sad, I'm gonna die. I see them cut in the cash. With your bloody hands, it's never to fight. Why does the last of blood run dry? But this is why we're in the lost. The odds of a machine out of light. Don't question why. Let's get sad, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Let's get sad, I'm gonna die. Don't fight, don't question why. Let's get fed, we'll come in. We'll then die. So sick and tired. Now can you put a price on life? These hypocrites and liars. We'll just stand alright. So fucking tired. How can you put a price? Price on life. Because they're counting the cash. With the bloody asses they're back to fight. What does the legs of blood untread? What does she want to gain an active loss? Tears are shit out of light. So question why. Let's get fed, walk on man.